Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have John W. Spring. John, do you have any further communications from President Trump or his staff? And what's happening in terms of preparation for the meeting in
Dr. Deagle, just a few days ago I received a fourth copy of the original letter from the White House, which was a copy, I think, of the same identical letter that I received about 2 months ago. So this is the fourth copy I've received of that particular letter, which strongly suggests that it's a PR letter to placate me, but unfortunately I have no means of confirming that any of my letters or emails have ever reached his...
Well, I just got a letter from the... because I'm a big supporter and have been of Trump, being on the White House Advisory Council. I actually had a formal card and everything. But I don't see that either staff or Trump are actually heeding our warnings. Now, there are several areas of what I call blind spots that are going to put in jeopardy the idea of working out a deal. And I see, for example, the strong-arming of Macron trying to keep Trump into the deal with Iran and with North Korea. The sticking point for me is no on-the-ground, immediate, supervised evaluations, and we should have Delta Force and Special Ops there to protect our inspectors, because you're putting them into a war zone, because they're actually already made physical and verbal threats to our country. We are actually already at war with Iran and with North Korea. We just haven't seen the destruction yet of the physical contact. We're in the economic phase of it because we have economic sanctions against both North Korea and Iran. So we should actually realize we're in a state of declaration of war. We don't yet have a body count. But if we had inspection on the ground, we can actually shut down and make sure that they completely disassemble the nuclear programs for both countries. Because of nuclear proliferation, we haven't hardened our power grid. I saw Dr. Peter Pry on Life, Liberty, and Levine on the weekend. And the fact is that because of that, we haven't instituted brilliant pebbles, which was conceived during the Reagan years, to stop incoming. You have thousands of these little brilliant pebble devices up in space that can knock out any missile. I recommend a thing called laser net interferometry, which is cheaper and more efficient.
Yes.
And the fact is that we haven't done that. I have great knowledge of the actual technical above toxic clearance in terms of what we have in terms of missile defense, which is the THAAD system, the plasma interferometry field of low-Earth orbit satellites, and the ground-based Tesla system. We did not make enough of them or distribute them enough to actually protect us or our allies from incoming nukes or a cyber attack or a space-based nuclear explosion. Even these satellites that are over U.S. airspace twice a day from North Korea could have a warhead inside them, and if they blew them, the country would go dead. And we have 10,000 UHF step-down transformers, and the whole world production of UHF transformers is 200 per year. So we would be dead in the water. It would be the pulse electrical stage. And the actual government documents I have from both the United States, Australian, and Canadian governments are 90% of the population would be dead in 1 year just from a power outage. So we're not protected at all. We don't want any more lies. We want action. We want it now. During the Obama years, he actually ignored the commission completely on a power grid and nuclear safety and hardening our borders for even biological weapons entry. And I know how to create a system using border entry points, using a metapathy hunter scan to look for the harmonic resonance of these deadly pathogens coming in, and then using sniffer machines for chemicals, etc. We don't have any hardening of any ports of entry, whether it's across the Mexican border, airports, or seaports. And as a result, we're in grave danger because we're engaging with countries that have our worst interests at heart and have actually stated publicly. So I want you to go over the specific, we call, points where Trump has made statements that are not true. Well, number one, we don't have missile defense. Number two, the weapon systems came from both Russia and China, including the rocket engines and the missile guidance systems from Russia and the integrated chips and materials from China and their functionaries. I haven't seen any sign of really clamping down financially on all these parties, including cyber attacks. We've actually documented recently to our airports, our water treatment facilities, and our electrical power grid, and our commercial factories, etc. I mean, I don't understand why, with all the power that Trump has, without the Congress and Senate, why he hasn't clamped down a lot harder on Russia and China and these oligarchs and Putin. I could care less whether he has a, quote, a good working dialogue with them. He would have some good dialogue if he had both of his geopolitical testicles and a vice and squeezing down on all of the oligarchs and Putin himself, as well as the PLA people, and all the people contributing to the creation of Iran and North Korea, which are, by the way, going to proliferate like crazy in the next 5 years if we don't stop this. Let's say Trump gets reelected. We're going to have a thermonuclear war that's going to kill most of the population of Earth. And you can see the gun being loaded, can't you, right in front of you?
Right in front of us, Dr. Deagle. By the way, in my last letter, my last two letters that I've sent to the president by way of email, I strongly mentioned that we cannot forestall or delay any longer on a summit. Now, I realize that Trump is playing hardball with Kim because that's how he's learned to make a very successful deal with on Wall Street. But the situation is a little bit different because the longer we delay, this enables Kim to do things. He can ship some of his paraphernalia, his missiles, his ICBMs, his thermonuclear warheads elsewhere, like Venezuela or...
Or just across the border, across the river to China. That's all he has to do.
Yes. he might make a few stops on the way. Considering the fact that the general public is unaware of this, perhaps even Trump's intelligence sources, Kim Jong-un's facilities are mainly situated at a depth of 1 mile, so this would provide him with time to seal off some of these entrances, camouflage them over, and it is possible that we will never be informed as to these underground facilities, which could very easily be reopened and become operational within a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, we shouldn't, in other words, we shouldn't underestimate the deviousness of North Korea. I think what we have to understand here is that our society and our civilization is very vulnerable to maniacs and liars, that all of these rising powers of communist China and Russia and these proxy powers like North Korea, starving population of 18.5 million to 25, and the rise of countries that are bankrupt like Venezuela that's opened their doors to communist Russia and China with divisions on their industrial nuclear submarines. And remember, just a month ago, Putin actually threatened to attack us from the south. Now, all of our defense systems, including my wife's father, actually manned the radar base, the Dew-Line base in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, and ran the diesel generators. We don't have any defense from the south. We actually do not have any radar defense to even notify us that the South Pole-directed nuclear weapons could hit us. And especially if a nuclear weapon is based, say, at the Orinoco River with Russian nuclear submarines tunneling the side of the river. At a moment's notice, these could be hitting Washington, D.C. in 12 to 14 minutes. And I'm disgusted that our politicians don't grasp how serious it is. And I'm angry with Donald Trump for sending me these cards to become in the advisory panel when I have millions of audience of people who do listen and are concerned. You need to write letters to the president and say, listen to Dr. Deagle and listen to John W. Spring, because we do have intelligence. We have worked inside the government. You were a whistleblower 55 years ago to the John F. Kennedy on the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Venezuelan missile crisis is very real. I guarantee you, there are scientists there. Remember, they jailed this scientist from Venezuela, who was actually, not Venezuela, from I think it was Chile, who actually worked at the Oak Ridge, Los Alamos reactor site, and actually offered Venezuela years ago, well, 8-9 years ago, to actually build a nuclear missile. So Maduro is a dirty dealer, and we have to understand there's a bunch of nations proliferating, I think potentially on the list should include Brazil, another socialist country.
Yep.
And we need to be ready. We're not. And Trump, you're getting bad advice from stupid people, and you're going to screw up the deal thinking you can posture with Kim, who's offering not only an olive branch, but a very, very hard stick as well. With John, it's not enough to have an approval from President Trump that we think we're consenting to whatever he's doing. He needs to listen to us. He needs to not think that he's not the president in a vacuum. He's the president that supports as delegated authority from us. We have the intel knowledge to ask and raise questions that he needs to damn well answer. And he's going to answer them either now or, as I said in other shows, at the judgment seat. Because if he screws things up, now he's doing a lot of good things. The economy's come back. But he's doing some bad things, attacking Syria for these so-called empty buildings that have nothing in them.
Yes.
And also calling him Animal Assad, thinking somehow with Macron, who wants to make a new Syria. Macron's out of his freaking mind. You're not going to make a new Syria. Yes, France has been involved with Syria for hundreds of years. They're out of the picture now. And the fellows, the fact that they think they can attack empty buildings where there's actually no proven resources for chemical weapons is disgusting. The fact is, if you listen to Syrian Girl and other people that talk about these issues, we know this is scamtastic. You know the White Hats and the British are directly involved in GCHQ. We know that Trump is not getting proper advice. And damn it, Trump, you better start listening. Now, we have a huge audience, and we have a lot of people that support you. I've been hanging on by one fingernail, and I'm a little pretty mad at you. Number one, not to back talking the water or the money that you gave to Planned Parenthood, because you signed this omnibus bill. It's fine to have the military get their money, but you can't be killing babies, okay? If you're going to be a Christian, you need to stop it. Number two,
amen.
You need to have an open media thing where somebody like John W. Spring or myself can ask a question directly to you and to your media person to say, we want to have answers. If you think we have missile defense, damn well prove it. You don't need to give all the classified information I know from the classified sources I have above top secret over 25 years ago. We don't. We didn't put brilliant pebbles in. We don't have a system. If you listen to Peter Fry's interview on Life, Liberty, and Levine last Sunday, you know damn well that under the Obama administration, they completely ignored the commission. Now at least Trump is getting an A-plus score, but I want to see action. I want to see that $2 billion to harden the power grid against the incoming nuclear missiles. It isn't just Iran and North Korea. These missiles are already, in a sense, in the process of proliferating. One of the first things they showed me on July 10th, 1994, was a 440-seat theater underground run at the Schriever Air Force Base, a military site, three higher levels of security, the NORAD, by former Disney tech people, with a 45-minute presentation showing the proliferation of nuclear weapons. We don't have defense, and a country doesn't have to have hundreds or thousands of nuclear weapons. One nuclear weapon, or even a warhead and a satellite flowing over our spare space. If we don't get a deal, we need to shoot down those satellites and pass over American airspace of the continental 48 states immediately. We need to actually clamp down on not only North Korea, but on China and Russia and all of their oligarchs in Russia and all of their PLA senior billionaires in China, because they're the problem. North Korea is just the pimple on the giant abscess inside the body politic of the world. And we're letting this move forward, which is putting our civilization in grave danger. We're not going to survive an EMP attack. We're not going to survive a nuclear attack. We're not going to. It's just it's the end game, okay? And you need to damn well listen to us, because you're going to screw things up just by thinking you're going to be a tough guy and hit these missiles in Syria, and somehow you're going to scare North Korea. North Korea is devious. If you think that Kim is an idiot just because he's fat, you're stupid, not Kim. And you're going to screw things up, so you need to listen. Mike Pompeo, yes, he's a genius and so on, and so is Bolton. But these guys are warmongers. They think that if they scare the other side enough, they'll get their way. They're not. We previously tried to negotiate with North Korea, and we've screwed it up. Now, they're not as tough as you. You're a better negotiator, and you wrote the art of the deal. But the fact is, you need better intel, and you're not getting it from the people around you. They've told you have missile defense. They told you that they can't hit us now. I've had a guy on from CENTCOM last year that actually came up with very clear information. For 3 years, we've been strikeable by North Korea with a nuclear weapon.
Yes.
You're not paying attention. And when you get the fourth letter back, I'm angry as hell that your staff thinks that this is adequate and that we just want to rubber stamp whatever the hell you're going to do. No, we want input. We want you to understand that the cards on the table are a lot more serious than what you think. And you can't do it by strong-arming or trying to scare the hell out of Kim or even Xi with trade war. Okay? You need to be much more strategic, and you need to clamp down a hell of a lot harder financially on Russia and China if you're going to get Kim to back off and disassemble the system. And you need on-the-ground things. If you're talking to Macron, by the way, or Angela Merkel, want you to keep into the Iran deal? The Iran deal is dead. May 12th, it needs to die, and we want a new Iran deal. And needs to have on-the-ground inspection with our Delta Force behind them. So if anybody tries to touch our inspectors, we need to kill them right away on the spot at the sites underground. We need to stop screwing around and just send in Delta Force with our inspectors, and we watch everything, we disassemble everything, and we monitor everything. By the way, with torsion field imaging from space, we can tell any other facility on Earth, even where they're hiding nukes. Did you know that? So if they move a barge and bring it down to the Orinoco River from Kim Jong-un, we can actually see it from space up to miles under the ocean water. Did you know that? Using the gravitonic torsion field imaging. So there's no way they could evade us. So if Trump's not getting proper intel, the intel agencies aren't telling the whole truth. They're lying to him. And this is part of the whole process of dissembling Trump, is to not give him full intel information so he can make stupid decisions that will put us all in harm's way, including trying to prevent even Mike Pompeo giving a Secretary of State position. It's disgusting. The left and these so-called Republicans that want to oppose Trump, go to hell. I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah, well, I think you've covered everything just about that I was going to say. It's a very serious situation, folks. Dr. Deagle and I are not new kids on the block.
We demand respect. I want respect from Trump and his staff. I don't want them to send a fourth copy of the damn letter.
Yeah, it's...
I put my life on the line to say these things on radio after getting death threats from my previous employer for being the ex-examiner for the Alpha Primera building. I've tried to do radioactive isotope testing of the World Trade Center, and 2 years ago the last company that turned me down was Japan. They told me the State Department wasn't even allowed to talk to me. Okay? I'm sick of it. I'm not going to put up with it from Trump or anybody else. I want them to show some respect.
Well, it isn't just respect... It should be a concern and compassion.
No, it's respect. Respect is, number one, I want a dialogue of questions with Trump or his staff so they can investigate and give him true intel information, because I don't think Trump is stupid. He wants to do the right thing. But he's surrounded by knuckleheads and people that lie to him. And people that want to, like, for example, when Tillerson said he wanted to keep the Iran deal, he didn't want to alter it at all with underground inspections. I mean, how stupid? The Israelis aren't stupid. They know what's going on. That's why they have the Iron Dome and the new investigation for a new anti-missile system. The Israelis are fully cognizant of the fact, if we don't get a deal, we need to bomb Bashar. We have to bomb the Bashar reactor. People don't know that. That's coming, don't they?
No. And this is the dilemma that we face. It's hard for us to understand that that there's two possibilities regarding Kim Jong-un. One, it's very possible that he's come to the realization that it is counterproductive to keep up the nuclear war game. But on the other hand, he may...
I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah.
Let's put this way. If you're at a poker table and you bet that hand, you're going to lose all your chips.
Right.
My hand is going to say he's a devious bastard, he's smart as hell, he's a devil, and he's backed by China and Russia, and he's got something up his sleeve that's very evil.
Non-attorney.
Welcome back. So, I want to support Trump. I want Trump to support us. I don't want a fourth letter or two copies of a previous letter, and I'm going to start writing myself directly. I got a card in the mail with a special ID card, so he wants me to be on the advisory council. Well, I'm going to give you some advice, Donald. Now, you're a brilliant guy. You're not a stupid guy. You got a genius level IQ, and you got probably a business IQ over 200. And you wrote The Art of the Deal, which you are, by the way, using it at least partly for your dealings with Iran. The Iranian deal has to include, and both the one for Korea or anywhere else, including Venezuela, eyes on the ground with their special forces behind them. So anybody tries to interfere with their eyes on the ground, kill them. And if the deal does fall through, what we need to do is we need a surgical strike to North Korea to take out all their stuff. We need to also start telling China we're going to start taking surgical strikes on their islands in the South China Sea, because they're now interdicting traffic, including air traffic over these islands, saying it's now their airspace. They've even warned our bombers that are going over these areas at altitudes high enough that they can't hit them with missiles or flak, actually threatening them. This is freaking crazy. And the fact that we tolerate it from China and we still have them on most favored nation making their Christmas toys and so on is bizarre. And now,
yes, it is.
And I think, honestly, we have a lot more cards that we can pull. And Trump doesn't need to have collaboration. Thank God Ryan's gone. He needs to read the Riot Act in McConnell now. I don't want to see another bill. I'd like to see his financial advisor in the White House. What's his name? McSuther or other. I'm trying to remember. He needs to be in that meeting before September when they get the next so-called omnibus budget. And by the way, omnibus budgets mean the president still has the choice to pull that money or redirect it. So of the $700 billion, get the Army Corps engineer to build the wall. Not only that, we need eyes on the ground, we need dirigibles, we need drones and everything, so they interdict people miles away. We need also a Bracero 2 work program, so if people want to come up from South America and want to work here and get money, we keep half the money, we put them in a work camp. If they're outside the work camp, they have a tracker anklet. That's easy to do. We can have a Bracero 2 program with all our high tech. There's no need for us to tolerate criminals running around our country. And as far as I'm concerned, the Governor of California, the Attorney General, and the Mayor of Oakland need all be arrested. If they arrested them, this would put a stop to this stuff. And if Trump declared that the congressmen and senators from California can't sit in the legislature, that would put a stop to it until they pull back their damn legislation. It's basically seceding a state where I don't want them to pull California away from the United States and form a separate country. These people are out of their freaking mind, just like Bernie Sanders class.
Yeah.
I don't want to put up with it anymore. I'm sick and tired of it. And a lot of conservative Americans in California are tired of it. But Trump, you're not using all your power you have. You're not listening to our advice. You've got people around you that are telling you lies, that we don't have a real threat right away, but down the road from North Korea. You better damn well listen, fella, because if you don't, whether it's during your presidency or shortly thereafter, we're going to have a real disaster on our hands with multiple countries able to hit us and destroy our civilization. That's the facts. We're not ready for an EMP pulse or a biological weapon. I mean, I can make a biological weapon for less than $1,000 that could kill millions. So if I, in my bathroom, can do it, how the hell can you get some motivated maniac Muslim who wants to do that, has a little tech knowledge on how to weaponize a bioweapon, do it? I mean, it's easy as hell. I can tell you two or three different technologies, and I'm not going to because there's a bunch of nutballs out there that would actually do it. And I want Trump you to understand, whoever's surrounding you doesn't know what, they don't know if their rear end is bored or punched. They're that stupid. It's incredible. I don't care what qualifications they have, what Harvard University they went, what departments they belong to, and they call the sewer net the swamp, because most of these people are swamp monsters. You find out the hard way. Look at Sessions. He's acting like a swamp monster. I don't know what's holding him back, but, you know, he needs to either go back and become the Alabama senator again, get the hell out of the way, and or set up a secondary commission to get after Hillary Clinton and all these other maniacs. But yes. You know, you need to stop putting up with the opposition, and you need to start pulling licenses of newspapers and other agencies like NBC and so on. They're actually trying to do a soft coup against you or a hard coup. They need to stop being able to have a public voice. And the same with Google and Facebook. Your intel agencies think they're the freaking government. Facebook and Twitter need to be broken up, and Google. They should, and the Europeans are going to do it. I mean, if we Americans won't, the Europeans are sick and tired of what's going on in Europe. And they're not passive either. They're going to clamp down on these maniacs. Okay?
Yes. By the way, Dr. Deal, I think that within the White House, you have so many civil servants that are carryovers from the Obama administration, possibly even from the...
exactly.
And even Clinton administrations. And they're given a job to do. Possibly the person that receives the emails and screens them has a lower position than the person who walks the dog around the White House. I just don't know who they select.
I think it's a good guess. It's a good guess that you've got holdovers from previous administrations who will do everything they can to oppose anything that Trump does, even if it's good for the nation. They could care less if America goes into a nuclear blackout, or if we have an economic catastrophe, or a bioweapon gets into the country. They don't give a rat's behind. They would just want to be a part of the power-hungry maniacs. Look at what the Democrats are doing. Look at Kanye West, okay, the top artist, supporting one of these black supporters of the NRA. And the fact he said seven words, it's a firestorm of negative opposition. The left need to shut the hell up. I'm sick and tired of them. They need to just go away. And if they don't can go away, we don't stop this kind of division in the country, we're going to have a formal, bloody civil war.
Yes.
We're going to have a formal, bloody civil war. And people don't say, oh, that won't happen. I said, well, I'll tell you who's going to die. The left is going to die. Because the right are armed to the teeth and the left are going to die. If they want to start a real big conflict and steal our guns and take them away, I just joined the NRA. I've been a GOA member for years. I just joined yesterday the NRA. I'm going to make sure, damn it, they're not going to tell me to take my guns. I'm going to teach people how to make weapons a hell of a lot more dangerous, and there's no warning sign coming with the weapons that I'm talking about. You won't hear a pop or a sound or anything whizz by your ear. You're just going to get sick as hell or drop dead. Okay? So if they want to take us on, bring it on, idiots, because you're going to die.
By the way, regarding the NRA, Dr. Deagle, they basically are trying to get legislators to follow their policies. They're basically good lobbyists in Washington, but they're very weak on investigating things. The NRA has never investigated Sandy Hook. They believe that's a real situation, just like Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, Sandy Hook is not a real situation. He got in trouble, and apparently there's our so-called parents that are suing him. Do you know they gave seven times the money to rebuild that school? That school was closed for years. It had asbestos in it and so on. Didn't even have a proper heating system. I know I actually saw the actual documents, the PDF documents, that there was actually a drill. Again, the same as, even if there's a live killing like this one, Cruz that killed kids down there, they had tons of opportunity to seize that maniac. And why was he not put in a mental hospital? God knows. I mean, if I was a doctor and an emergency department, they brought that idiot in, and I would have certified him on the spot, he'd be in a posy jacket, pinned down by a bunch of orderlies with a shot in his ass, off to a padded room and never have day passes, and that would be it. He'd be done.
Yeah. By the way, I would like to ask Robert Mueller, who's in charge of the so-called independent investigation, when it was his watch as director of the FBI, why was it that it said in the records for the year when Sandy Hook allegedly occurred that there were no homicides in the entire state of Connecticut? And
that's in the formal record. That's in the formal record.
That's in the formal record, yes. Why would he allow that to go into the formal record if indeed Sandy Hook was a real situation? I cannot understand that. I think...
Well, I'll tell you what they're planning on doing. Let me lay this out for everybody. Just to, you know, it'll shock the hell out of you, but it's just the truth. The government's working hard with hundreds of billions of dollars and really high IQ people to see if they can eventually hack into your consciousness. They're building the matrix. That's why Facebook and Twitter are basically DARPA kind of side shoots. They're all run by the deep state, and what they want to do is make a matrix. a virtual copy of Earth, which is the Virtual World Project at Vancouver Air Force Base, and they want to enslave you. They don't want to just know your photos of you and your family and what things you like to buy so they can advertise to you. They want to know what's in your cortex. I call it the cortical prison of the Helodome. And the government and these intel agencies and so on, they already think they're the government, and we just play act the idea that there's a public space called voted democracy. To them, they just think it's a joke, don't they?
Healthcare.
Welcome back. So, John, I'm going to send a letter to Macri, and I think you sent me the address to send it direct, my email contacts directly to the president. Now that I've received this other contact to be on his advisory board, I'm going to use it. And I want people to understand, there's a lot of people out there that are Me Too people. I just got, I re-podcast through our podcast networks, the Deagle Network, to dozens of platforms, iTunes, Patreon, Spreaker, BitChute, et cetera, have my own premium Vimeo and YouTube channels. I also just have been podcasting the last year and a half over in Revolution Radio, our shows we compress and send over there. And I just started, actually, it'll be posted up probably in the next few days, to Red State Talk Radio out of Washington, D.C. I have Vimeo Pep and special live stream channels for 8 years now out of New York City that we do all kinds of video and material that goes on everything. We have a premium channel there on live stream. What people need to understand is I got creds. Most of the people that are blathering on the so-called sewer net on radio and TV don't have any background qualifications. You have qualifications as a geographer and as a historian and geopolitical analyst that goes back 55-plus years. I've been at this for a very long time and had above top-secret clearance. I see and know things, and I'm not going to tell everything I know, because some would scare the hell out of people, or it would give information to the dark side. But I'm going to tell you that Trump and his people around him better damn well listen, because they're going to screw this up. And if it doesn't happen during Trump's administration, it'll happen by the proliferation of weapons that our citizen country has 8 years of, I would call, the anti-president Obama, literally pretending he was president when he wasn't even an American, literally leaving us open to Dr. Pry and his commission. Actually, were completely ignored by the Obama administration, so they didn't harden their grid, they didn't build the Brilliant Pebbles, they didn't give us protection against bioweapons, they didn't protect our border, they re-released 82,500-plus criminals back on the American streets. It's sickening. And these people are literally criminals, people like the governor of California.
Yes.
And Trump needs to understand that you have to pull the Congress forward. If he campaigns with only Trump people that support him, he'll take back not only the Senate and Congress. He won't need to use the nuclear option. He'll have 60 members in the Senate. He needs to make sure now that Ryan's gone, he's got a guy that's going to back him up in the conservative element of the Republican Party. They need to stop compromising. This compromise omnibus bill is diabolical. The fact that they foisted this on him and he didn't have any knowledge, Trump shouldn't put up with this stuff. He shouldn't trust the GOP. He doesn't have just the Democrats and the left after him. The GOP are not on his side, are they?
No,
by
not.
And large, they're not. Okay, and we need to realize that Trump has a lot of power as the president himself. That can yank their chain and pull them into a situation where they have to obey and have to do things, just like he can tell the military build a damn wall and interdict people and make sure it's not catch and release; it's catch and detain. They should go to civil detention work camps. They can be bused to their place to pick fruit or do whatever. Keep half their money like Bracero. We need to start having a policy where if you overstay your visa, you're apprehended. You're not going to stay in the country forever, and you're not going to. And if you do any communications on social media or currency exchanges, you get a score. You know, I know already this information is available to the CIA and NSA. Why don't they go in and grab these people? Why don't we have Arab speakers in every mosque in the country if they say something violent or inciting violence to young Muslims? Get that imam and put him in prison. And close the damn my mosque down if they just won't stop it. Okay? It's really easy to do all of these things. These don't require congressional approval. The president can do presidential declarations and just do it. As far as I'm concerned, same with walking back the money to Planned on Parenthood. What the hell are we doing killing babies with public money? Okay? It's diabolically evil. And Trump, if you're a real Christian, you wouldn't tolerate one baby dying like little Alfie, who the damn British are going to prevent from going even, and I don't agree with the Pope on a lot of things, but man, the Pope gave these kids these parents opportunity to have their kid come and become an Italian citizen and get care? Damn it. You British are disgusting. Okay? Stop it. You're going to have a revolt inside your country, and if you think it's not going to just be a revolt, it's going to be regular citizens with the guts to stand up to the government and say, you know, we had enough of you British overlords that are screwing up not only Britain, but the whole world. That's what's going on.
And it's been going on for a long time, Dr.
It's their attitude. The British elite, going right back to Malthus, you know, with Malthusianism, this is disgusting. They have a royal attitude that we will rule the waves, you know, even the British century. I heard the words of Theresa May in the last week, and I couldn't believe the actual arrogance of her words, talking about a British world. It's not a British world. You're a pissed-off little pea-fart, you know, shadow of a country that doesn't have control of the world, and you want to use it to your proxy to the United Nations, and you now control through the intel agencies and so on the American government and try to control our politics. It's disgusting. Like this guy, Steele, he wasn't operating as an anomaly. He's a standard operational procedure. That's why when they go after McCabe, they're going to pull on that sweater, that thread of the sweater, and it's going to lead everybody right up to Obama and his people in the White House, right? And none of these people are going to walk, except through the perp walk.
No.
And the problem is, you see, Trump, you're going to go in about a month to negotiate with Kim, and if you don't have two things, a very big stick with some iron poles and then titanium spikes, and an olive branch of food and factories, if you don't bring in everything, including a no war crimes tribunal, you're not going to get a deal, even if these guys are... What they'll do is just ship all their material to some other country to cause this grief somewhere else, like, in Venezuela. Absolutely, like you say. And I really think that Trump's saying, well, I'll just walk. You don't have the opportunity to walk, buddy. You can't walk. You need to have on-the-ground inspections of Iran and North Korea and disassemble the damn things, or we're going to have them everywhere. You know, look how bad Brazil is. It's on the verge of revolution down there. If it goes south, they already had a nuclear program 20 years ago we supposedly disassembled. I don't buy it. Brazil's a big damn place. I think Brazil has an occult program going on. Do you know they build their own high-speed jets and bombs and everything? Did you know that? Brazil's got a big aerospace industry. It's not a minor thing, is it?
Yes. A very significant industry. And, of course, Itaipu Dam has enabled them to produce high-quality metals such as stainless steel.
Right, and they've got their own steel production. They even produce their own rockets. You can actually contract in Brazil to put satellites in orbit. Did you know that? Most people don't know that, do they?
No, they don't. Even Argentina has developed a fairly good high-tech industry with its dam, hydroelectric dam facility.
Right, right. So, you know, the average person doesn't know enough geography, geology, history, etc., and they don't understand that these things are just nascently sitting in the background. And when I saw this video back in July 10th, 1994, I realized that I use this sort of sarcastic medical sign. It's called the anal wink sign, when your rectum spasms because you realize something really bad is going to just about to happen. And Trump has the opportunity. He doesn't have the opportunity to walk on this. He needs to call it he needs to basically say what it's going to be. And Kim Jong-un is not going to have any choice. He's going to be like a piece of meat ready to be put through a bandsaw. He needs to make sure this is not just Kim, it's Xi and Putin on the line.
Yep.
So although he's going to sit down someplace, maybe Europe or Asia, with Kim, these other guys are proxies in the room, and they need to know their butts on the line. Because I think the Russians and the Chinese are not to be trusted at all. Not.
Never.
Yeah, I know, and anybody is an idiot to trust Putin and the communist Chinese. I don't know, maybe he likes Mar-a-Lago's chocolate cake at Putin's dinner when he's shooting down missiles into Syria last year, but it accomplished nothing, and it's not going to scare Xi. It's not going to scare Xi or Putin to do anything. They're just laughing at us, thinking, well, that's one up. You're not going to hit our military bases or S-400 rocket systems in Syria. I'll tell you what will put the screws to them. Trump makes one phone call at 11 o'clock at night, say tonight, and he clamps down on the SWIFT system, and he clamps on all the bank accounts of all the communist Chinese and all the Russian oligarchs, and they can't get a freaking cent. That's when it'll start to get some action. And then when he clamps down on any financial transactions for transfer materials or doing ship-to-ship transfers of oil or coal that they do with North Korea, that'll squeeze Xi. When he runs out of money so he can't buy Rolex watches or cars to buy off his general so they won't kill him in his sleep, that'll squeeze Mr. Kim to realize it's the end of the road. He's not going to know it otherwise. Now, he also needs to know we're not going to kill him. He can go to Disneyland. He can get a special pass. But he's not going to be able to threaten America anymore and get away with it. You know, when somebody threatens me, you know what I do with them? I threaten them back. And I make sure I'm going to bring it. In other words, if you want to come here with Delta Force, yeah, you'll probably kill me. But some of you are not going home to mama. Because I got armor-piercing weapons and incendiary bombs and I'm building other nasty stuff. Well, Trump needs to do the same damn thing. Carry a big stick, carry an olive branch, but bring it. And you can't walk, Trump. If you walk, the world's in danger. You're our last man manning the lifeboats. Your advisors need to make sure they let us get through to you, not your proxies, or say, thank you for sending the letter. It was nice that you support what Trump's going to do, even if he's going to screw up. No, it's not okay. All right?
Right.
And you need to listen to John W. Spring and to Dr. Bill. If you don't, you're going to pay with a future world that's going to go to hell in a handcart.
And don't forget that e-ticket for Disneyland.
Yeah, I want him to make sure he gets a really good pass so he can go anytime he wants. He even jumped the line. How's that?
Focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.